And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, good morning. I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Morgan Sarton. She is the philanthropy manager at Partners in Care. And then we've got Sarah Richter here, the hospice house supervisor, also Partners in Care. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good, thanks.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. We're going to start with you, Sarah, because you're the hospice house supervisor. We want to know, what is hospice house?
So hospice house is a small hospital for hospice patients only. It's for folks who have symptoms out in their homes that can't be taken care of there, and we can give a hospital level of care to them.
So how is this service different than when people do a hospice at home?
Hospice house, as I said, is a hospital for hospice patients in a home-like setting. It's a really comfortable environment where patients who are having symptoms that can't be resolved with oral medications can go for IV medications, for acute symptom management. You know, 24/7, we have nurses who are taking care of the patients. We have CNAs who are taking care of the patients. There's a doctor on site that's going to see them every day, do symptom management, make sure we can really get it dialed in and have people be as comfortable as possible. Families can be families there instead of caregivers. Many times people at the end of life process in their home, families are taking care of them. And in hospice house, we can do that for them and get those symptoms managed for them.
Sure, sure. Well, that's a hard job too. A lot of people don't realize that doing hospice at home, someone turns into a full-time worker.
Yeah, yeah. Being a caregiver for somebody at home it's endless, you know, and being able to have somewhere you can go where people do that for you and do the symptom management for you, I think is really important. Families can just be families in that case. We also do respite care there. So that's for folks who are on home hospice and those caregivers need a break. You know, they're working 24/7 taking care of their loved ones and they can come for 5 days. We can take care of them. You know, their symptoms are managed. They're not in any acute distress, nothing like that. It's just like a little 5 day vacation and then they would go back home. So we do both sides of it.
How does someone find out if this would be good for them and how to get the process going to possibly take advantage of the service?
So anybody on hospice, they can reach out to their nurse case manager, is usually their main point of contact. They're seeing them weekly or multiple times a week. And then they would call us at hospice house and put them on the list for whether it be respite, or they would call us if they're having symptom management concerns that they haven't been able to do in the home. Let us know. And, you know, if they're appropriate, we could get them in same day.
I know that you guys have a campaign that you've kicked off. And I want to make sure that we talk about that today while we have time as well. The Queen of Hearts campaign, what's this all about?
So Queen of Hearts, we decided to do a campaign to build an endowment for the hospice house. So during the pandemic, we did a capital campaign to build the house, the 12-bed specialty hospital. And we truly wouldn't be where we are today without our capital campaign donors. And now that we have this house, this wonderful place that people can go to, we want to make sure that we can protect it in all the years to come. And so that's when we decided to do an endowment campaign. So that's called Queen of Hearts. We're looking for 1,000 donors in the Central Oregon community to donate to honor or remember a woman in their life. So it'll, at the end of the campaign, there will be 1,000 names, 1,000 women being honored as the Queen of Hearts, who are the foundation of this endowment for Hospice House. And the hope is that that $1 million balance is going to remain the balance in perpetuity. And then the interest gained off of that will help support the house. And then in the years to come, people can continue to give to the endowment so that people can continue to give and donate to the future of the house. To become a Queen of Heart, you can donate $1,000 to honor or remember a woman in your life. You can do this by donating $1,000 or donating $100 a month for 10 months, $84 a month for 12 months, or you can get together with a community club, like a book club, and you can get a group of your friends to donate together, and you can choose the name of your group to be on the list of queens, and then that would count towards the donation as well to become a Queen of Heart.
How do people learn more about that?
They can go to partnersbend.org/Queen of Hearts or/donate. You can just go to our main page, and there's actually a beautiful blue button in the top right-hand corner that says Queen of Hearts, and they can learn more about the campaign.
That's Morgan Sarton. She's the philanthropy manager for Partners in Care. Also here with her is Sarah Richter, the hospice house supervisor. And we've got about 30 seconds left in this interview. What message do we want to leave the listener with?
Something I want to share is that, you know, Hospice House is the only inpatient specialty hospice hospital east of the Cascades. There's only three of these facilities in Oregon itself. We're the only ones east of the Cascades. And anyone can inquire about Hospice House, whether you're a Partners in Care patient or you're a hospice patient somewhere else. You know, there's a space at Hospice House for you if you are in that acute level of care or want to learn more about respite. So please reach out to us.
All right. And the best way to reach out is?
You can go to our website, partnersben.org, or you can give us a call at 541-382-5882.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
You are listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.